This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Cameron Hill, you're young enough to have gone bull running. Has it ever crossed your mind?
It hasn't. Have you ever seen a bullfight, Jonathan, or witnessed it firsthand?
I have seen the theatres.
Okay.
I just don't think I can bring myself to go to one because it is cruel.
It is quite grotesque. We're talking about this, of course, because the festival of San Fermín, the Fiesta de San Fermín, is taking place in Pamplona as we speak. Obviously famous for the running of the bulls, but really interesting looking back on it. So it's named after San Fermín, who's a 3rd or 4th century martyr. We're not 100% sure when he was around. He's the patron saint of Navarre in Spain, which is where Pamplona is situated. And this festival takes place between the 6th and 14th of July. Starts with fireworks on July 6th, the last Saturday. Patrons wear the traditional dress of a white shirt and pants with a red sash and neckerchief. You'll definitely have seen this if you've seen footage of the running of the bulls. And they estimate that 1.7 million tourists went to the festival in 2022. So quite a big deal.
I genuinely thought it was a once-off thing, but they do it more than once during the festival, do they?
Yeah, it happens every day. So it takes place each morning at the festival at around 8 o'clock. 6 bulls and 6 tame oxen or steer are led through the town to the bull ring or corrida for that day's bullfighting. Now, expert runners, mostly locals, run through the streets ahead of the bulls, jumping out of the way just at the last second. Since 1910, 16 people have been killed during the running of the bulls. And this year, on the first day of the festival alone, 6 people were injured, including one being gored. So I think I might give it a skip.
Now, to be fair, you'd struggle to get insurance for this here. I mean, I know we're coming at it from a very unique Irish perspective that, you know, you need insurance for most events outdoors. You wouldn't get one for a bull running event. But it doesn't stop there. The poor old bulls, having been kind of forced to chase people through the city streets, then have to go into a bull ring.
Yeah, so as you say, not the most pleasant. I wouldn't be a huge fan of this. I'd love to see it once, but for those who don't know too much about the bullfight, there's basically 3 stages. The Tercio de Varas, which is where the matador kind of tests the strength of the quality of the bull. And that's the famous bit with the cape where he does the ole and does things like Veronica's to try and evade the bull, basically to tire the bull out. At the same time, a picador on horseback is armed with a lance. He enters the ring, stabs the bull in the bulging muscle just behind his neck, so weakening the bull. There's then the Tercio de Banderillas, where banderilleros are trying to stick basically like sticks with pins and flags attached into the shoulders of the bull to kind of reinvigorate them. And then the most famous part of the bullfight is the Tercio de Muerte, literally the third of death, where the matador attempts to finish off the bull with a small red cape and a sword, where he tries to place the sword, slides it between the shoulder blades. That's kind of considered the perfect kill. So yeah, kind of gory.
It's all gladiatorial, isn't it? I mean, I know we're all familiar with Gladiator now because of the new movie coming out, but it's just gruesome and bloodlust, and you can understand why anyone who's not a fan is really not a fan.
Absolutely. And the traditional Spanish bullfight means that the bull always dies. That's the whole point. It's kind of, they justify it by saying like a bull who knows what they're doing and keeps fighting will be a little bit more tentative. So you want a bull to be invigorated and violent and unpredictable for a good bullfight. But there are non-violent versions, like in Bolivia or the US, they have kind of rodeo style ones where the bull isn't killed at the end. Probably the better one, to be honest. It's still a cruel practice, but at least the bull doesn't die.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's not impressed, no. But at least he doesn't die. There was an Irish bullfighter.
Yeah, so John O'Hara, born in Limerick on June 30th, 1852, so his birthday not too long ago. He joined the British Army and was stationed with the 23rd Regiment in Gibraltar, the Royal Welsh, and was exposed to the bullfight for the first time on a trip to Andalusia. He said, "This is for me," left the army, became a torero, which is the famously matadors are all matadors are toreros, but not all toreros are matadors. It's basically like a football player, how you'd describe a bullfighter, anyone who's involved. He was nicknamed El Inglés, or the English, a bit of a yikes, but yeah, we'll move on.
Geography not a strength, clearly.
Not great. But so he never quite made the breakthrough to the elite of bullfighting. He was known as a novillero, so they fight young, less predictable bulls who aren't quite as strong. Performed in some of the most prestigious corrida in places like Seville, but his style was not impressive enough for the aficionados. In fact, he was more famous for his eccentricities. He once needed to borrow a purple matador costume from a prominent matador who initially agreed, but then changed his mind after hearing a rumor that O'Hara didn't wear underwear. So he had to kind of source it from somewhere else.
Limerick lads are notorious for that, now, listen, to be fair.
Yeah, in the same position, you'd probably do the same, right? So he loved the bullfight, but the bullfight didn't love him, clearly. And strapped for cash, he went back to the army at the end of the 1870s, stationed at the Curragh, then Aldershot, and didn't seem to lose his propensity for risk-taking. He died in England when he climbed onto the roof of the Dover train and was hit by a bridge. So, yeah... not great. Most bullfighters either die in the ring or kind of grotesquely by syphilis. So that they love a bit of risk taking. That one was probably quick and painless.
Yeah, by the sounds of it. Lots of people are just appalled by this, as you might imagine, Cameron. Text in saying, absolutely sick. Spanish bullfighting should be banned. Should have been banned a long time ago, says somebody else. It is still going on because I remember seeing it. And it, to a lesser degree, I remember seeing bullfighting rings in Portugal as well. So it's not just the Spanish who do this. It is a kind of a wider practice. One listener says, we are listening to you in Bilbao. Our son was just at the bull festival in Pamplona, listening to you all over Spain and heading on to the ferry today. Safe travels, and I'm presuming he's all right because we haven't heard otherwise. I think we leave it off, Cameron. There's enough danger in our lives without kind of exposing ourselves to angry bovine.
Sounds like a deal.
Yeah, we'll do that. Cameron Hill of Off the Ball. Pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk. This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at livenation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.